The first of two shows on priorities for the U.S. dairy industry, today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. U.S. dairy farmers have built quite an export market. Randy Mooney has been chairman of Dairy Farmers of America for the past 17 years.
When I first started in this industry, I think we exported maybe 2% of what we produce. Today, that's 16, 17, 18%. And the world needs our product. The world wants our product. And I don't think the U.S. dairy industry could be sitting in any better spot from a processor side or a producer side than it is right now. Now, do we have our challenges? Of course we do. We always have. We always will. But we'll work our way through that.
One of those challenges is the tariff situation. Dara Maccabee is CEO of Idaho Milk Products and also the chairman of the International Dairy Foods Association.
We believe that tariffs, the way they're applied at the moment, are an unnecessary nuisance. At Idaho Milk Products, we've been able to manage around the worst of the impacts. There's a confusion about what's going on with trade. And I think for business, uncertainty is the worst thing.
Another issue high on the priority list for dairy is the instability of the labor force caused by immigration policy changes. These guys will be back in tomorrow's show to weigh in. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.